Good morning, guys. My name is Snake Baker, and I am your host, and you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. Yesterday, I did a video on YouTube. Yes, I am going to start a Christmas series. I'm going to start my Christmas special at some point, starting today on my podcast, sometime next week. Well, starting this Sunday, I'm going to start a Christmas special on Becoming More Than I Am Now TV show. Make sure to tune in. We will be recording the Christmas pageant. I'm gonna use that, and a part of my show. I'm gonna edit it. I'm gonna record some callers, people who want to come and be part of the Callin group. Because I'd like to start that. Get a group of people together. I'd like to find somebody who has a sleigh and two horses. And because I'd like to, because Bill Graham gave me the idea of that when I was watching one of his Christmas specials 25 years ago. I would like to read from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. I'm reading out of the New King James. Yesterday, in one of my videos, I read out of the King James Version. If you watch the Billy Graham specials, the Billy Graham Christmas specials, he reads out of the King James, and I like the King James better when it comes to the Christmas story. Better than the New King James. I don't like reading from the New King James during Christmas time. I hate it. I don't hate the translation, but I don't like using it around Christmas time because it doesn't give the kids the story that they want out of the modern translation, but the original translation, the King James, the Hebrew version is the King James Version, because with the Hebrew version of the scriptures, I like using the Hebrew. I like talking out of the Hebrew language when it comes to the Bible. That's why I like the King James better than the modern day versions of scriptures. I find myself reading the scriptures out of the King James better than I do with other translations. But that's just me. I'm going to read from verse 1. I'm going to read verse 14. Verse 1 to 14 in the actually, I'm not going to stop there. Let's go to verse 20. Verse 20 in Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. It says, "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world shall be registered." In the King James Version, it says taxed. But in the modern translation, it says registered. This census first took place while Quirinus was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone, to his own city. Joseph also went up to Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David. Jesus, if you see how the scripture mentions David, the city of David, because Jesus was mentioned, was called the son of David. Why? Because he was born in Bethlehem. It says, which is called Bethlehem because he was of the house of lineage of David. For those who are listening to the podcast, if you see the scripture in Bethlehem, because David was in Bethlehem, he was born in Bethlehem, so is Jesus. That's why Jesus was called the son of David. Verse 5 says, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. Before I finish reading that, I want to open up with prayer. Father, I thank you this morning for those who are listening right now. I thank you for this special season that's coming up. Father, I just ask that you bless those who don't have a home, Father. Just give them the encouragement to be filled with your holy presence, Jesus. I just ask that every orphan, every widow that is out there who are looking for a gift to give each child, and that gift is you, Jesus. You're the special gift that came here not to be born, to die on the cross for our sins. And I thank you for the cross, Jesus. And I thank you for you being the true meaning of Christmas. As I start my Christmas sermon series on this podcast. And it's in your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to see the true meaning of Christmas. Because Jesus is the true meaning of Christmas. And us, as adults, we brainwash our kids. We do. We totally brainwash them. I'm going to go to verse 6. It says, so it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest, on the earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angel had gone away from them into the heaven, and the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. How amazing is that, ladies and gentlemen? How amazing is that, that the angel of the Lord has come to the shepherds to give them great joy? We have to focus on the true meaning of Christmas. We have to focus on what Christmas is all about. The gift is not under the tree, but was nailed to the tree. We have to focus on that, ladies and gentlemen. Fellows who are listening to the podcast, we have to know that Jesus is the true meaning of Christmas. And I want to close you and leave you with this, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to understand what Christmas is all about, and I recommend you to read the Bible this Christmas. And thank you for listening. And remember this, to keep strength, keep faith, love God. And thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.